Aloha.
Hello and welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. You're listening to the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. This is episode number 493. 93 is not drug-free. We very much appreciate your patronage. We are currently running a contest, and for that contest, you will need our email address, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. We'll discuss more on that later. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Additionally, we would love it if you would leave us a voicemail. 949-464-TBLS is the telephone number, 8257. Give us a call. Let us know. Give us your thoughts on stuff we've talked about, or maybe we haven't and you want us to. And we encourage you, if you are interested in supporting the show and hearing all the bonus content that we do that only supporters can hear, click the link in the show notes and sign up for our bonus content, $5 a month or $55 a year. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. Last week, when we opened the show, I couldn't think of what I wanted to talk about, and news had just broken that one of my shitty senators, they caught
Bob Menendez
with gold bullion bars in his house. And it's like, he was trying to explain away, like, well, I'm a Cuban immigrant, yeah. I don't trust the banks, and so it's like, if you get caught with gold bullion, you are greasy as hell. You're not doing normal stuff. Nobody like traffics in gold bullion.
Yeah, where do you even get that shit? Like, where? How is that a thing you know how to get?
It's like that George Clooney movie, Three Kings, where they stole Saddam's stash and stuff.
That's a great
movie. Like, it's just a weird thing to have. Like, and I remember he came. He's been a senator for fucking ever.
Never heard of him.
I've only known about our like super shady senator.
Yeah. Well, it's Jersey.
I met him.
Shut up.
I think it was probably 99. And like I was at the shipping company and like Maersk. He was talking about security or some bullshit that. The ports and he went around and like I shook his hand and the guy next to me is like, yeah, check, make sure your watch is still there. Like he was known to be like a shady dude then. And then he also had like a trial a few years ago.
Shut up.
And it was hung jury because they couldn't settle on something. But like he had been suspected of all kinds of shady shit. And then he still found a way to ratchet it up. Like, just come on. We know politicians are on the take. This guy is taking it next level.
Yeah, because all politicians take bribes, and it's
yeah. But this is like this was over the top. His wife had a no show job with some Egyptian halal meat thing. Like it was next level of corruption.
Yeah, normally they're like just like, hey, we need a contribute. Contribution to the campaign. Like that's how they get. That's how they take bribes. But he was just taking straight cash.
I'll be absent the day the vote takes place. That kind of thing. Like this was like, no, you're gonna straight up pay me in gold bullion.
Him, another one. Remember Ted Stevens? Ted Stevens. Oh,
he was like he was mortgaging Alaska's future for a grill.
Yeah. Yeah, it was you got a barbecue and like a badass like fish statue or something, like a bronze statue in front of his house. I do respect that this guy, much like the freshman congressman from somewhere in Long Island, maybe that's openly corrupt, and
George
they're like,
Santos.
Yeah, they're like, hey, you need to quit, and they're like, nah. I'm like, I respect that. I respect the fact that they refuse to quit.
Shit is too good for me to give up this kind of gig.
Yeah, like, I'm going to ride it out. I might beat this thing, and then I'll still be a fucking senator, and I'll still run for re-election. And they'll probably keep me in there because somebody, whoever's going to try to primary me is going to be actually to the left of me, and they don't want that. So they're just going to put me back in there. Watch, you know, like, I fucking respect it. Like, anybody that leans into their own corruption, at least they're honest about who they are. They're a huge piece of shit.
Yeah. It had just happened. And then I was like, I know there's something I wanted to talk about. Yeah. And it was this dude,
Bob Menendez, huge fan.
But any, like, I'm any relation? 99. 99, yeah. Yeah. And it was known that he was kind of a shady dude.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, they all are, but he's especially. Yeah.
How great would it be if he was on Mark Jackson's basketball card, too?
Even better, yes.
His brothers and him. He's Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob Menendez.
That would be the best.
Jose's brother, Kitty and Jose. So update the wristwatch of... As I mentioned last week, we're giving away this beautiful watch. It comes in a box.
Very gold.
Yeah, it comes in a box with a regal lion's head on it. Yeah, I posted a picture. It's actually not bad looking. Like, I threw it on and I posted a picture to Twitter. So if you go to my Twitter, you can see the watch there. It's a beautiful Luke Leon, and had a nice turn. The Luke Leon had a nice turnout. Drew in Houston's reached out, Coach Solo, Jerry Freeman, of course, fan, our good buddy Michael Knapp from Big Play Scoring, Matthew Richards, Casey, the Canadian trucker. I love you, buddy. You're a great guy. Mateo's reached out. Shayna Damara. Shayna, if it were up to me, you'd win because you're a lady and you're the only lady that's reached out so far. Mark in Houston. So a bunch of people have put their name on the list. We will do a drawing for this beautiful watch, and I will send it to you, my beautiful Luke Leon watch. And just all you got to do is send me your email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Get on the list. And after, you know, not everybody listens. Not everyone's team current. So people don't listen every week. So we kind of got to run it for a while. We'll get a bunch of names on this list, and then we'll do a live drawing. I'll draw a name on Instagram Live, and we'll give it away that way. Yeah. So.
Don't you feel a little bit of pressure when you hear, like, there's like a real man listening, like a guy who's driving truck?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I had to hire a handyman because I couldn't figure out why my outlet didn't work. And he's like, well, you just need a new one.
Oh.
And you just got to replace it. And I was like, all right. And then he like looked at me, and this dude has like white hair. Yeah. He was like, he's like, you know, he's pussy. From a generation that he's like, you are a fucking pussy. Yeah. You're watching me reinstall an outlet.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. Look, it's a different time. I didn't grow up speaking Spanish. I wish I would have. I didn't take auto shop. I don't know how to wrench on things. It's an embarrassment. You know, we are an embarrassing generation.
Yeah, my elective, I like senior year, I could have tried to better myself.
Yeah.
I took art 1 and 2.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's because you wanted to be around the hairy armpit bitches. You know, like they're more free in that.
I was already in college most of senior year. And so I was like, I just need to not try at anything. So I'll just like paint some pictures or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Do you have, should we auction one of those off? Should we do a contest for one of your artworks?
Our teacher.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at like cartoon doodling, but I can't do like real art. But our teacher had like broken leg or back surgery. She was out like most of the year. And so the substitute's like, all right, you guys have been like screwing around for weeks. Like, let's everybody make a card for the teacher.
Yeah.
And so I made a dinosaur and it said, hope your ass gets better soon. And I got in trouble for that.
too bad we don't still have that item. That would be beautiful.
No, they were not happy. But at that point, this was like April of senior year. I had been in, you know, I got into college in like October.
Yeah.
So it was like, I was really on the fade then. Hope your ass gets better soon or something like that.
That's amazing. Another update, as we discussed last week, I was considering beginning a dry month of my life. I'm doing a dry October. I'm happy to report it's going well, Ed. I've made it.
Congrats.
So far. Today is October 2nd, so I've made it one day, no booze. I'm assuming I get through this show, go to bed tonight. That will be day two of dry October.
Every day counts.
That's right. That's right. And some challenges ahead. Well, my Dodgers, of course, are in the playoffs. First home game is next Saturday night, and I'm considering attending the game, and I will be going beerless. And for those wondering, I have done beerless Dodger games before, so it wouldn't be such a stretch for me, as I have attended games and not had alcohol before. And I imagine, should I make it to next Saturday, which I think I will be able to clear the hurdle of the Dodger game. But I will keep everybody posted.
That's awesome.
On my dry October.
So now that the regular season is done,
yeah,
do you revise your feeling on the changes to make the pace of play? Because I thought this year, obviously, my 101 win Orioles helped.
Yeah.
But I thought games were so much more enjoyable. Like, I was getting, nice 2.5 hour game. It was great.
Yeah, I'll be honest. And people, there's a lot of assholes that listen to the show, but people, I have to come clean. I did kind of come around on it in the sense that I don't like there being a clock. That's my whole thing, that it was like too much of a fix for a problem.
I heard they're going to relax it for the playoffs. Like, there's talk of that, but like, the fact that we don't have to see Nomar Garciaparra, with the gloves and shit, like, it was getting, like, and when you saw the superimposed, this was three outs in the space of one pitch.
Yeah.
Because they would keep going to first. Like, I liked a lot of the changes.
I do like the throwing over. I mean, the stolen bases are kind of basically, most pitchers, a stolen base, a single is just a free base. You're gonna be able to steal second if your guy was speed.
Yeah, it juiced the numbers when they keep, they're going on and on about Acuña. He's the first ever to do it. It's like, get used to the stolen base numbers. Oh, but all that being said, we're getting the game in a shorter amount of time. Like, you're seeing action.
Yeah, no, I agree. I wasn't one of those people that was like, they need to hurry these games up. But that said, it's a change they made, and it's not necessarily so intrusive. It's annoying that we had this beautiful game that was a clockless game that we introduced a clock into, you don't really have to notice the clock unless you're paying attention, which is fine. I'm with that. Speaking of that, well, not really, but just before I started, I was sending you an email with the link to hook up, and I got an email from NFL.com because I probably bought something there in the past. And it's an ad for like these flannel shirts that could be embroidered with your team name. They're not bad. I wouldn't own one, but they're not bad. But the model they're using, and he must have a deal with them, is Hootie, Darius Rucker.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
The guy's always crying in his songs.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That guy. And he's wearing a Kansas City Chiefs flannel. Now, isn't he from South Carolina? Has he ever been linked with the Chiefs in the past? Is this breaking news?
It has been well established he's a South Carolina guy.
Right. And we know he supports the Cox. I believe he attended there, and his band, Hootie, along with the Blowfish.
One of their prominent videos randomly was shot at the basketball courts that I used to play at University of Maryland. Like, over the summer, they'd shot.
That's weird.
Like, one of the, like, Only Want to Be With You, or one of, like, the four songs,
Yeah, sure.
And it was annoying because I'd see that, and I'm like, this is where Hootie played.
Yeah, like, that is.
They bummed me out. I never liked Hootie. Some of my friends were into them. I never liked Hootie.
And then he pivoted. He's got kind of like a new country guy. Like, I don't begrudge him his success. But sure, we got to assume he's probably a Falcons fan. Like, I could be wrong. Maybe he's a known Chiefs fan. But if he is, I don't know about it. If Guy Fieri had done a deal with NFL to do, Flavortown flannels, which he may, you better believe he'd be fucking showing up in a Raiders
flannel. I was going to say, he's Raiders, right?
He's Raiders, yeah. And so he does have a deal. He does have a deal with, I think, the NBA. I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah, and it's Flavor Town. It's like Flavor Town branded, like T-shirts. And so it's the colors of the town with like a local. So it's like the Rams colors or the Chargers colors. And it's like the LA fish tacos. And it's like whatever's local to the area.
He's just getting that bag. He's not like aligning himself with a specific team. He's just aligning himself with all teams.
Right. Because we all know he sits courtside for the Dubs. Like he's a Warriors fan and he's not going to show up in Timberwolves gear just to sell a shirt, right? I mean, that's not something he'd do. So I got to assume, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I got to assume that Darius is a longtime Chiefs fan, in which case that's okay. But it just struck me as kind of odd because he is from South Carolina and everyone knows that now. But also now I'm thinking
show me a picture of him wearing a Christian Okoye jersey, right, and then I'm okay with it. Otherwise, you're a fucking bandwagon clown.
Totally agree with you. Now, before we move off that subject, Ed, I got to know. Oh no, I got to know. Hold on. It's never where I need it. Here we go. Right here.
How fucking rich is this guy? I can't figure it out, I guess I'll try. Is he worth a billion, or maybe just a million? How fucking rich is this guy?
Darius Rucker, Ed. It's been around a minute. Guarantee you there is a CVS somewhere that is playing one of his songs at this very moment. Without a doubt.
So I had a rough week dental wise.
Oh no.
Because I had a dentist visit and they're you got two old fillings. You know, fillings get to like 20 something years.
Yeah.
They're like, you need two crowns.
Yep.
And then the woman's like, you seem like you're not in a good mood. And I was like, what you're telling me is I'm going to be out of pocket, like a couple grand and be in a lot of pain. Yep. Like I'm not cool with this.
Yeah. Crown's like $1,200.
And she's like, hey, we're just doing our job. I go, I'm not saying you shouldn't do your job. Yeah. Like, don't tell me good news, but don't expect me to be in a good mood. Like, it's going to cost me $2,000 and it's an uncomfortable time.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
But while I was in there, Darius, and when you're getting two crowns, I heard like two Hootie songs.
Yeah.
Nickelback. Some Natalie Merchant, like you were hitting like soft rock of 1996 over and over and over again.
That's big
it was
money.
The same shit.
That's big money they're getting from that. If they're playing their song at the fucking dentist's office, they're playing that shit everywhere. It's a lot of money. Yep. What do you think? How fucking rich do you think Darius Rucker is?
So, you know, like I said, like mid 90s when I was in college, like that's when this broke and it was everywhere.
Yeah.
Like it was on in bars and shit.
Yep.
It was big for like, I don't know.
It was big.
I assume he had a couple of albums.
Let her cry. That one.
Yeah.
These are all off the same album. Ed, I'm looking right now. Hold my, this one. I only want to be with you.
That's the one I can remember.
Yeah, so there's four hits right there. There's four huge fucking hits on that record.
I'm going to say, like, so very big with several tours.
Huge.
But then, like, in the 21st century, you're talking about him about as much as I really have heard of him.
Yeah.
So
he's still around, though.
He's a survivor.
Yep.
I'm going to say 10. I am going to say he did well.
Wow.
But like not, you know, he made a lot of money in the 90s.
I feel attacked on Darius Rucker's behalf. I'll be honest. I feel like that is so low. You are undercutting a great South Carolina cock.
Who sings about crying.
Yes. Who sings about his tears. But Ed, I don't know what you know. because you came pretty fucking close. $12 million. Darius Rucker is an American musician who has a net worth of $12 million. Now, I got to think there's some divorces here because there's this guy. Let's see how many records he sold, because it was a fucking lot of them. Let's see. There's certified platinum. What's that? That's a million records. January 19th, 12 times platinum by January, 16 times platinum. In May 2019, that album, Cracked Rear View, was certified 21 times platinum, Ed. 21 million fucking records of one album.
Yeah.
You guys should have more than $12 million.
Yes. Yep. But we've done enough of these where the people who became famous and most of their run was over by 2000.
Yeah.
It's not the same level of money.
And he didn't, he probably didn't have the publishing. And also he probably had to share. He probably gave songwriting credits to the Blowfish.
By the way, I looked it up.
Yeah.
The video that I'm talking about is Only Want to Be With You.
Yeah. Yep.
It was a big one. Huge. And it was filmed at the College Park Armory where like an intramural basketball played.
I wonder if they were on tour or something. How come they did it there?
Like, I was just scanning. It looks like they were playing pickup ball with Muggsy Bogues and Lonzo Mourning there. Like it's the DC area where there's usually a lot of like summertime basketball tournaments with these guys. But they recorded Only Want to Be With You, which has nothing to do with basketball, but I'm pretty sure it does include lyrics about crying.
Yeah, very, very sad. Well, so Tootie, I would have guessed he was worth like $60 million. Like, and is I'm he, still not convinced he's Hootie? Not. Yeah, he's Hootie. Well, no. Yeah, he's Hootie.
Like Smash Mouth? Like, is he actually Hootie?
He's probably more Hootie than Smash Mouth was Smash Mouth. I mean, there were some people that knew that Smash Mouth was the name of the band and that his name was Steve Hartwell, R.I.P.
He's one of these guys who just called himself Hootie and nobody else called himself that? Like Steve Miller called himself the Space Cowboy? Yeah,
could be. Well, but he put it in the name of the band. So if the band is called Hootie and the Blowfish and he's the dude singing the songs, you got to assume he's Hootie. Hootie and the Blowfish is an American rock band formed in Columbia, South Carolina in 1986. The band's lineup for most of its existence has been a quartet of Darius Rucker and three white guys. The band went on hiatus in 2008 until they announced plans for a full reunion tour in 2019 and released their first new studio album in 14 years. Listen to this, Ed. Listen to these accolades. He should have more than $12 million. 2 Grammy Awards, 16 singles on various Billboard singles charts, 6 studio albums. The band's debut album, Cracked Rear View, is the 19th best-selling album of all time and was certified platinum 21 times. The band is known for its 3 top 10 singles, Hold My Hand, Let Her Cry, and Only Want to Be With You. The band is also popular in Canada, but there's only like 12 people in Canada, having 3 number one singles in that country. I want to see
Sublime was really big in 1997.
That's true.
Right? Yeah. And like, it's just, the band was ubiquitous.
Yeah.
Yeah. In like the mid to late 90s. But I don't think I've heard Hootie outside of a CVS or dentist office. Like, no. I haven't heard a new thing from them in my post-college life. True. So,
yes.
You know, the studio has you on that first album.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You'll make some touring money, but like, you're not getting that bag from a studio.
Bad deal. No, they had a bad deal. Now, listen to this, Ed. We're mistaken. They adopted the name Hootie and the Blowfish, a conjunction of the nicknames of 2 of their college friends. So he is not Hootie.
So they hung out with a guy in college whose name was Blowfish?
Well, I mean, I assume these are their two buddies at the frat house that did the most yak, right? Like Hootie.
Yeah.
And the Blowfish. One guy's right. called the Blowfish and the other guy's called Hootie. Come on.
Unless it was someone who was a expert at fellatio.
Oh, that's, I've heard that oftentimes that does happen in frat houses. The band is
the Blowfish.
The band is routinely featured in articles and polls about badly named bands. Rucker is often labeled as being the Hootie in the band's name, but that's wrong, Ed. Wow.
Wow.
Unbelievable. The band. Yeah. Well, anyway, he's apparently a Chiefs fan and not that rich. I'm so sad that he's so poor and only has $12 million. How does he make it through the day?
There is that good Outkast song, Hootie Hoo, where they're talking about the cops coming.
Right, but that's not. I don't think
Rucker
no.
ran in the same circles as Outkast.
No, that's like what the Corner Boys would do when Omar was coming.
Hootie Hoo,
yeah, that's a signal. Yeah, yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about who died. Oh my God, I'm on the wrong board now.
You had it previously.
I know. Hold on. Does it just have to play the whole time? This is a good song. Don't get me wrong. On my Insta story. Here we go. Here we go. This is better. Just tell us who is dead now. Just tell us who is dead now.
Segment. Very sad. Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died? Who died? Who died?
Tell me who died.
Quick update, Ed. Someone that's not dead. Just as we're recording, breaking news, Commander Biden, President Biden's dog.
Was this the one that was biting everyone?
It's bitten its 11th Secret Service agent, Ed. Again, and look, this is what Drew in Phoenix is talking about. This after say, I don't know, 7 bites of people.
Yeah, I signed up to protect your owner, not you, Slappy.
Like, how about you not bringing around people? I'm reminded, and this is actually apropos. There was a time I was dating a nice young woman whose name escapes me, and she lived at home with her parents, and her dad was a cop, and her dad lived. Her dad was the canine cop.
Oh,
and the
he was Jim Belushi.
Yes, and the dog lived at their house because it's like his dog. You know, you bond with the dog. The dog's your dog. And I don't remember the girl's name. I mean, I kind of do.
Was it Turner?
No,
like Turner and Hooch.
No, it was a big ass German Shepherd, and its name was Hans. And it took orders in German. And it was
Nazi.
Yes, and it was fucking terrifying. And it only listened to the dad. So if the dad wasn't around, like he was off, like all cops, he had a second job where he was a mall security guard.
He was painting houses and also having a second family.
Probably. He wasn't there, thank God, because he was pretty scary too. But the dog had to be locked in a dog run in the backyard with like a 12-foot high fence because the dog could. It was trained to be able to murder you. And if the dad wasn't around to handle the dog, the dog was too volatile. So it couldn't be trusted around people.
Like Sieg Heil. He would have to like give it.
I never heard him giving any instructions, but because it was always locked in the dog run. Well, how come? Look, this guy's the fucking leader of the free world, supposedly. But keep the dog away from people. The Secret Service did not sign up to fucking pick up your dog's shit and get bitten by him.
Something tells me he spends less time around that dog than the Secret Service. Like,
of course.
This was to soften the image, and instead he got
it's not
like
helping.
Cujo.
It's don't know. Anyway, Commander Biden, not dead. Who is dead this weekend?
Well, we got a couple of additions that after I sent you the email.
Yeah. More.
We got two.
Oh, no.
First, plane crash. Small plane, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Former Pro Bowl tight end. 49ers, I remember him from, but also Patriots. Tight end Russ Francis died in a plane crash.
Oh, no. That's awful.
He was like a tight end on the Joe Montana.
I believe he might have done some of those light beer from Miller commercials, not to be confused, of course, with the champagne of beers, Miller High Life.
He looked very much like a Russ Francis.
He totally did. He had the stash. I can picture him right now. Yeah. Russ Francis. Yeah. Very sad. R.I.P.
He was 70. Plane crash. He loved flying. Oh, but no. Guys. His brother released, like, you know, some statement. He's like, well, he died doing what he loved. No. It's like
dying. Yeah,
small planes. That's what he didn't love dying.
Guys, enough with the small planes.
This is very sad. Jim Capel, former ESPN writer, remember, like, Page Two? He was a Major League Baseball writer for them.
Yes.
And he used to shit on the Yankees all the time. He was a funny writer.
Yeah.
But 61 years old, ALS and dementia.
Well, that's awful, but maybe he wasn't aware that he had ALS, which is good. Or could be worse, Ed. Every day he had to be reminded that he had ALS, which is awful. That's very sad.
He would have to get like tattoos to remind him.
Yes. Like memento.
We lost. This is awful. Because like terrible. Fucking no, ALS at 61.
It's the worst. Terrible. Fuck Lou Gehrig.
And he was a funny like writer. Like Page Two, remember, it was like
totally.
Hunter S. Thompson wrote for them. Yep. Like they were like trying to do something.
Well, that's where, I mean, let's not forget that's how we were, how Bill Simmons was set upon the world. Ended up taking that over.
That's true.
Yeah.
We lost Mr. Oriole, Brooks Robinson, 86 years old.
Very sad.
They did a Brooks Robinson day last year, like late in the regular season, and he had turned. Like it's crazy when like,
get old.
You could be a pretty good looking 84 year old, and then like 85, all of a sudden you look like you're circling the drain. It goes quick.
Great Hall of Famer, great glove man. I mean, he was before my time, but he made all those plays.
Vacuum cleaner.
Yep, exactly.
But yeah, he was the MVP of the 70 World Series.
Yep.
But yeah, I watched a lot of Orioles games, so they're showing lots of highlights. Yeah, he was ridiculous in the field.
Yes.
Weekend at Bernie's has officially ended. Dianne Feinstein, 90 years old, only 90 because she looked and acted 140.
Yeah.
This long national nightmare is over.
Very sad. We lost the lion of the Senate.
So she.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the biographies. She did a great job acknowledging we need to deal with our torture and Gitmo and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then what she did was undid her legacy by having a fucking ego just like RBG.
Yep.
And it's like, no, I alone can be the solution, and instead made it worse and just was absentee because she had shingles and one thing after another. Like, fucking egomaniac.
Nancy Pelosi's daughter was her handler, which is all you need to know about these. You know, these people are all just figureheads anyway.
She didn't know what she was voting on.
Of course not.
Fucking disgrace.
Now she was the mayor of San Francisco.
Flavortown?
Yes. There's only one mayor of Flavortown. She was the mayor of San Francisco, and then she was the.
Wasn't Pelosi?
I don't know if she was also the mayor of San Francisco.
She's
the congressperson for San Francisco. Yes. Dianne Feinstein was the mayor of San Francisco. And then she was a senator for 100 years. So through that life of public service, Ed, I gotta ask, you know, they only make about 160 grand a year and
right. she's probably only worth And like living expenses is tough enough. Like she's probably worth, I'm going to say I don't know, half million, 250,000.
Yes.
She's a public servant, right?
You're close. I'm looking at the time. She it's hard to know because she's so rich that they don't even know how rich she is. That they know she's got about 50 million in hotels that she owns.
Totally normal thing.
Totally normal. Yep. She's that's just in her hotels. Her most valuable assets are a qualified blind trust that she created in the early 90s that is worth as much as 25 million, as well as a First Republic bank account, which is also valued at 25 million. In 2018, Feinstein's net worth was nearly 88 million, according to OpenSecrets.org. So just, hey, put her nose to the grindstone, a life of public service, not nice long life, 90 years old, and died with only 80 million.
Now we know why she insisted on continuing to run for office, when she was fading.
Pretty lucrative.
The gig is good.
Yes. R.I.P.
Michael Gambone, Dumbledore, in the Harry Potter movies, he was 82. I assume he had a lot of makeup because he looked very old in just the trailers of... I've never seen all the Harry Potters.
I'm picturing Sir Ian McKellen as Gandalf the Grey. Is it similar?
I think it looks
very
much like that.
Okay.
I was alerted to this by a dear friend on Twitter who worked with him.
Yeah.
Mr. Ryan Phillippe. Oh. He said Michael Gambone is a very generous co-star.
Oh, gorgeous. He let me be gorgeous. He let me be the gorgeous one, as is required.
R.I.P. Nashawn Breedlove, the 8 Mile actor, 46. I think like during the rap battle scenes, he was one of the prominent dudes. 46 years old.
Pretty young. Do we know how he died?
No cause, but his mother posted or something. Very sad. She was heartbroken. Very sad. Of course.
Yeah.
And the final death this weekend, Tim Wakefield, prominent knuckleballer for the Pirates and Red Sox. God. 57 years old, brain cancer. Very sad.
So very sad. Now, he was most well known as a knuckleballer for the Red Sox, but as those of us who lived in that era recall, he was originally a first baseman for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And it was kind of coming to an, you know, he was a light hitting first baseman, probably wasn't going to be around much longer, started throwing that knuckleball and had a whole second life as a knuckleballer. The reason I bring this up is because we know of all of the Philadelphia Phillies who have gotten brain cancer over the years, and many people attribute it to playing on
just talking
turf.
To somebody about this tonight. Yeah.
Yes. And then remember Dick Houser, the Kansas City Royals manager.
Played on turf.
And second most famous Costa Mesa High School alum, Dan Quisenberry, also Kansas City
that
Royals.
Kauffman Stadium.
Yes.
Kauffman Stadium turf.
Yes, the turf. Played on that turf. This Tim Wakefield, he was playing out there in the summers at Three Rivers Stadium on that fucking hot turf. This turf is killing all our fucking ball players. Gotta be the turf. Very sad. R.I.P. Tim Wakefield, 57 years old, threw a very hard to hit knuckleball. Let's talk some sports.
Brian, they call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. My own joy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on in the world of sports?
Well, how the news of Tim Wakefield having brain cancer, how the news broke was an unfortunate reason.
Yeah.
It was Curt Schilling's podcast, and the Red Sox and the people close to the Wakefield family were trying to privately support him, but respect his privacy.
Of course.
But Curt Schilling needed content for his dog shit podcast. And so he broke the news, and the Red Sox are furious over this Curt Schilling just spilling. And he also talked about, I think Wakefield's wife is also in bad physical shape, and that was broken.
Yeah, and she didn't play on the turf. Like, like, who the fuck?
She had a different, something else, not brain cancer, but something like, something terrible, but like, they wanted, they asked for privacy. They dealt with the Red Sox, and the Red Sox were like trying to help them.
Yeah.
And fucking Curt Schilling had no problem. Just, I need content for my, cause I'm not ripping off Rhode Island with shitty video, video games.
And he, you know, Tim Wakefield was probably one of these guys that wouldn't have dinner with Curt Schilling like the rest of the team, because everybody
would.
Yes. The disclosure was prompted by Wakefield's ex-teammate, Curt Schilling, who without Wakefield's consent revealed publicly that Wakefield had brain cancer. This led to an overflow of support for Wakefield, along with criticism for Schilling. What a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah. His wife, Schilling said, has pancreatic.
Oh, damn.
Just awful.
That's the two worst ones you can get.
Right. But like, just a reminder, Curt Schilling,
piece of
shit. He's not going to make the Hall of Fame, but he's a Hall of Fame piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly. He's both.
Horrible human being.
Yeah, he's a real fucking asshole.
My AL East champion, Baltimore Orioles, they're like trying to figure out, they have the week off, and then they host Saturday playoff game, and they're like, well, you're going to have to play the first game of the day because there's a conflict over at the Ravens Stadium, which is like, they almost, their parking lots are right next door.
Oh, right.
There's a Billy Joel concert that seems to be taking precedence.
Hold on. Billy Joel is selling out football stadiums?
I know he like had a residency at MSG, which was crazy to me that they could fill that up, but at the same time,
he's from
the
there.
Amount of Long Island people that will just, or my mom, but like the Billy Joel, like draw. Like,
yeah.
So he's gonna fill the Raven Stadium, and what's the worry that those fans are gonna be too rowdy?
Yeah,
I don't.
Well, just that, I guess it's going to be,
parking?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. You know best. Can they not handle, can the infrastructure not handle that many people coming and going at the same time?
It seems like a lot.
Yeah.
That being said, because the Oriole fans are so beaten down, I don't think they've had the type of turnout.
Yep.
I've never driven to a game. I always like drive to a hotel and like park there and walk to the game.
Yeah.
But yeah, they must not have the parking lot. But for Billy Joel, that's where you're supposed to say, hey, piano man, you're going to take this play off.
That's right.
Like,
let's make it a matinee
another day.
Yeah.
The Orioles just won the most games they've won since like the early 70s. You just need to cancel your concert.
Yeah,
nobody gives a shit about fucking.
I mean, there has to have been Sundays where the Ravens and the fucking O's played at the same time. There has to have happened.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
Like that there should have, they've already dealt with this, but no, they're like, well, you know, it's going to be a huge turnout and like people even who don't have tickets, and they're like all worried. And so they're going to make the Orioles play at like noon Saturday.
Yeah. Well, this actually might be good news for us though, because it appears the Dodgers and Orioles are on a Saturday-Monday scheduling. So that means we can, instead of a little behind the scenes here, guys, for the listeners, that means that instead of recording next Monday, we can watch our teams
Tuesday.
And we'll record on Tuesday. But, you know, they should, they're one of the marquee games. You know, there's probably going to be three games that day, and now they're first instead of second. Which is kind of bullshit. Yeah.
It should be the evening game.
Yeah.
Or not, they're not West Coast, but like
the East Coast
4
evening.
O'clock, 4 o'clock East Coast.
Exactly. Absolutely. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay, Ed. What else?
Ohio. Mm. A high school coach resigned after his team's repeated Nazi play calls against a predominantly Jewish opponent. They were chanting out Nazi. The school is like over 90% Jewish.
How is that possible? Like, they're saying that
Ohio.
Brooklyn, Ohio, and Ohio.
I'm not saying all of Ohio.
Well,
but,
yeah.
Because you know what? I would believe it in certain parts of Jersey. Yeah. It's so, you know, going back to, like, we all know about Hitler and Holocaust and stuff. But when I was, like, kind of researching for a history book,
yeah,
it is staggering how many times, like, the Jews just, I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be hard for a Jewish person to ever be president of this country.
Like, you think so?
Yeah, like, yes. I think a woman way sooner, like, all these, like, I really think it's kind of a weird thing where people fucking hate Jews on a level that I can't even comprehend.
Yeah, it's ingrained. This, I was thinking, well, this might be in the part of Ohio that, like, touches West Virginia, but no, it's like up in the, it's kind of by Cleveland.
Like,
this is, you know, this is... Are these, what's going on? Oh, I'm sure we get a lot of updates on Ohio and what's happening there, but this is a modern place. Brooklyn, Ohio. They're doing Nazi chants at high school football games. I mean, guys,
not great.
An Ohio high school football coach resigned Monday after his team used racist and anti-Semitic language to call out plays during a game last week. Brooklyn High School coach Tim McFarland and his players repeatedly used the word Nazi as a play. Oh, this is like Omaha. As a play call in a game against Beechwood High School. Beechwood, a Cleveland suburb, is roughly 90% Jewish. The Brooklyn team stopped using the term in the second half of the game after Beechwood threatened to pull its players from the field.
That means it was very prominent.
Yes.
Like, they didn't hear one Nazi call.
Yeah.
They kept hearing it.
And the guy quit. So, you know, he's admitting it, obviously. Like, this isn't one of those ambiguous stories that, you know, we're going to find out something different later. It doesn't seem like this guy's a piece of shit. And Ohio, you guys got to do better. What's going on there? Let's deal with this.
Awful.
Yeah.
Also awful. The overload we're getting at Taylor Swift these days. And I think I read last night they cut away to her at the Jets game 17 times. Taylor Swift fans are obsessed with her eating chicken tenders with seemingly ranch at Travis Kelce's game.
So
they're hyper analyzing her eating in the skybox.
Look, I'm not one of these fucking ranch psychos either direction. But I will say that if you're having chicken tenders, if you're having chicken fingers, ranch is the proper topping for that. Like if you're dipping, you're dipping that in, you're dipping those in ranch.
No.
You disagree?
Oh, absolutely.
What, you're a ketchup man?
Mustard.
Mustard? Chicken tenders and mustard?
Like a little Dijon?
I could do that.
Honey mustard?
Oh, I don't know about honey mustard. That's a bridge too far.
I'm not a honey mustard. Yeah. I think that's what my son does. But
yeah,
I like a Dijon. Dijon on my burger too.
I like that too.
I'm pretty much Dijon on like everything.
Dijon's great.
I never fuck with ranch.
So you're an anti-ranch zealot is what you are. Is that what you're saying?
I am.
Yeah.
But there are monsters that put ranch on their pizzas.
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't. But there's two things. I don't use ranch. Never.
Oh, you know what I'd be okay with?
Yeah.
If it's good barbecue sauce.
Good barbecue. You could do a good barbecue sauce. Yeah, I'd do that.
No, not ketchup because you're like dipping it in just.
Yeah.
Although barbecue sauce probably is more sugar. Yeah. It's too sweet. I like a tangy or spicy barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to go like Dijon.
Yeah, I'm not a ketchup man, but there's two items that I will use ranch on, and that is chicken tenders. Although, now look, also, I'm not 6 years old, so I'm not ordering chicken tenders. Like, that's not something that's.
But that's something I've always.
Yeah.
Enjoyed the dad tax on the kids.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Because and a lot of times they're not finishing it anyway, so I'll be like, oh yeah, I'll take one of those. And then also another ranch item, and that's onion rings. Onion rings, they get dipped in ranch, and there's just nothing wrong with that. And look, Taylor.
Yeah, I guess maybe that's the rare time I might. Yeah. But for the most part, yeah. I'm even happy with an onion ring without even dipping it.
Yeah.
I'm fine with this.
Yeah, or a barbecue sauce is also a good onion ring option there. Now, look, I'm never gonna side with Taylor Swift on anything. I can't stand her. I think she's so fake and just so boring and drab and uninteresting and everything she does is contrived. I saw her at the game. Who's number 10 on the Chiefs? Bernie Pacheco.
Isaac Pacheco,
the fight doctor, Ferdy Pacheco. That's what I was thinking of. he catches a pass and scores a touchdown. And then they immediately, for some reason, cut to Taylor Swift's box. And she's hugging everyone. Everyone's hugging her. Like, they're congratulating her that the fight doctor, Ferdy Pacheco, punched one in for the Chiefs. Her fucking boyfriend's number 87. He was not involved. Like, what is the hugging? And they're hugging because they know the cameras are on them. So, look, I'm no Taylor Swift fan, but she gets a pass on if she's eating. That's the most normal thing I've ever heard of her doing, is having chicken tenders with ranch. Nothing wrong with that.
I saw a meme today. Somebody showed a picture of, like, you know, Travis Kelce, like, has dated black women. Yeah. And, like, he used to dress pretty funky.
Yeah.
And they said, bro got with Taylor Swift, and now he looks like a state trooper that turns off his body cam.
He does. He totally. Yeah, it's a totally different. Yeah, because before, you know,
mustache and just like,
yeah,
he looks.
That's totally looks true. Very, like, he's got a hot black Insta model girlfriend, and you're like, oh, Travis Kelce's got some drip. You know, like he must be pretty right. cool. And then now he's with Taylor Swift, and you're like, what a fucking dork. Like, I totally side with that. That's totally true.
New Mexico State quarterback Diego Pavia was caught peeing on his rival University of New Mexico's Lobos logo, possibly after the game where they beat him. They can't tell if it was before or after, probably after.
So a couple things stand out for me here. First of all, what's his name? Diego Pavia.
Yeah.
Literally the only person that knows the difference between New Mexico State and University of New Mexico, the Lobos.
Aggies and Lobos? I think Luke Longley was a Lobo, I believe.
Was he? I thought they brought him straight off the boat.
No. He was definitely on one of the New Mexico schools.
You know who was a Lobo is Reggie Theus.
Ah, beautiful. God, beautiful.
Gorgeous. Lettuce. Gorgeous. And he had those light eyes.
He was dreamy. He was in the Rick Fox school of dreamy eyes.
Yeah, he's a black guy with green eyes. I mean, this guy's dance card is full pretty much all the time. I got no problem with this guy because he's helped me determine that there are two New Mexicos, and he's still not the. Do you remember who Elizabeth Lambert was, Ed?
Was she the Mormon who was kidnapped?
No. That's Elizabeth Smart, who also won the Masked Singer. Elizabeth Lambert was the soccer player, and I've reached out to somebody that had the video. She was the soccer player that in the middle of a game, and I don't remember who they were playing, she was a defender, and she just didn't like the other girl was like jockeying for position, so she just fucking grabbed her by the hair and punched her in the face.
Oh, yes. We definitely talked about that.
So
I remember seeing that.
Elizabeth. Oh, now, see, she's on the Lobos, and this guy's on New Mexico State. So maybe, Ed, we get a celebrity boxing match going. He comes in with his urine stream, and she comes in.
I'm looking at this video. Yeah. I got my money on Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah. She does not fuck around. Liz Lambert.
She is business.
She does not act as a peacemaker. She comes in and you fuck with her, she's going to let you know about it. And look, wow. I respect
power.
Liz Lambert for letting her.
Lambs.
She lets her fist do the talking. She's always been my all-time favorite New Mexico Lobo. Gets her by the. Yeah. She pushes her.
Ferdy Pacheco would back her for sure.
Yes. She's kicking people. Oh, she's a savage. I miss her. So
she's a legend.
Look, if somebody pisses on your logo and you're the University of New Mexico Lobos, like, you just move on from it. Like, this shouldn't even be a story. Who gives a fuck? This didn't happen in a real place at a real school. Nobody gives a shit. Leave this kid alone.
So this weekend, the London game, the one that's like 9 a.m. for us.
Oh yeah.
Or six for you.
Yeah.
ESPN did something with Disney where they made it like,
I just heard about it this today.
It's pretty crazy. Like, yeah. I watched for 5 minutes just to see how they did it.
Yeah.
Not how you want to watch a game if you're an adult.
Right.
But he turned the players into like Toy Story looking characters.
How do they do that?
And it was happening in real time.
This is AI. They're doing AI shit.
It was happening in real time. Like, you know, Bijan Robinson runs off tackle for 8 yards and they're showing it happen like real time.
Stop it.
So anyway, but then they have like Booger McFarland somebody else calling the game.
Yeah.
And they also will have like graphics like between plays, like the UFO, and they'll be like, and somebody referenced, they said something like, oh, and I happen to watch this segment, the UFO, and they go, oh, well, what's his name? Fucking Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers probably would like this UFO segment or something. Yeah. And Booger McFarland goes, yeah, probably when he's on ayahuasca. Yeah. So during the Toy Story NFL broadcast for kids, Booger caused parents that might have to explain ayahuasca to the kids.
That's great. I love that. That'd
be great.
That's awesome.
I haven't been a huge fan of Booger McFarland, but I like that he threw it out there.
Yeah, sure. Just throw that ayahuasca reference in there. This is some hard. Yeah, look, you got to have those conversations eventually. Maybe just have old Boog.
Why not when they're six?
Yeah, warm it up. I am a little concerned that they're doing AI Toy Story football games, because this is how it starts, Ed. Because we're like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then,
Skynet's your boss.
Yeah, then all of a sudden there's fucking robot dogs walking down your street outside telling you to stay inside.
With machine guns.
Yeah, and then they're only going to let us jerk off to tentacle porn after this. You know, it's like, it's a slippery slope, Ed. So it's like, yeah, it sounds kind of cool, but it turns into something none of us are going to like.
Yeah, it was impressive. Just like all AI, it was impressive until it's a little bit scary that they can do this.
Yeah, that is.
I like Booger for providing a laugh.
Yeah, I like that too. That's hilarious.
So the Browns tight end, David Njoku.
Yeah.
He had facial burns while trying to light a fire pit on Friday night, and he arrived at the Browns game wearing a full mask covering his face.
He looks terrifying. Like, what?
Yeah, he looks like a horror movie. This, like, just the cutout eyes, this big mask.
Did he play?
I think he played.
Yeah. So he just didn't.
He's a pretty good player.
Yeah. So he just, it wasn't so bad that he couldn't play. Oh, and they're showing him like warming up before the game, and he's got like a full, I mean, he's got no shirt on, but he's got his head's covered, and he has like a mask around his face, so you can't after. But the first mask he was wearing, it kind of looks like, you know how the Michael Myers mask is just a spray painted Captain Kirk mask. Yes. Like, that's what that came from. This looks like something like that, where it was like a Spider-Man or something. Although it's like that skin material. I don't like masks, Ed. I don't like.
They're terrifying.
They're scary.
By the way, he had 7 catches for 46 yards.
Yeah, it's so a nice game. Yeah.
He played, but he had to terrify everyone first.
Yeah, and look, how badly, if he could play, how badly could his face have been burnt? Not that bad. He's just embarrassed. That's all. But he's got a full-length mink on, too. So, like, what's more embarrassing? You know, just nobody probably would have noticed. The 27-year-old athlete walked into Cleveland Browns Stadium wearing a beige, alien-inspired mask that covered everything but his eyes.
All right. I saw that alien-inspired. It just looks like something that's going to terrify people.
Yeah, I would not have said alien. It doesn't have – it's not the right shape.
It looks like something from a horror movie, for sure.
Yeah. Adding to his look, Njoku was dressed in a sweeping fur coat that was left open to reveal his bare chest underneath. This guy fucks. This is why he's like, look, he's like, I'm going to use this to my advantage. I'm going to throw a mask on. I'm going to be mysterious as fuck. And if in case anybody's wondering, hey, did the facial burns affect this man's ability to do sex and be sexy? The answer is no, because I got a full length mink on and nothing else. That's how I'm rolling. That's how I'm walking into work.
Football is, you're trying to intimidate. Yes, and it intimidated me watching.
It worked. He was listed as questionable after sustaining burn injuries to his face and arm during a household accident. ESPN.
Yeah, he was trying to light a fire pit, which also, I don't have a fire pit. I have a solo stove on my little back patio.
That's nice.
But like, he must have been pulling a Homer Simpson or Clark Griswold in European Vacation with the lighter fluid. Yeah. You don't need to like set fire to your face.
Sometimes I'm going to say that this might have been a propane situation, and you turn on the propane and then you're sticking that flame down there to light the propane. And you're like, wait, how come it's not lighting? And meanwhile, it's filling up with propane. And then eventually it lights and then boom. Not saying that that's happened to me before. Now, that solo stove, Ed, don't embers fly out of it? Like, is that safe? Because I've seen those. Is it okay?
When we got it, because we have a little back patio between buildings
out there. Yeah.
And apparently it's okay as long as you're 15 feet from a building, we kind of are.
Yeah.
But like it, and yeah, if you want to sponsor a solo stove, please do.
Those are nice.
But
direct to consumer.
But it's pretty good. And like, it kind of is contained.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's like the old school. It's like back in the 70s, you see pictures of your parents camping and they have the inside of it's the tumbler of a dryer they used to use as like a fire pit. But this is like a modern, like machined aluminum one. That's nice.
Yeah. It does well in like containing the smoke and the flame, it's pretty solid.
Cause I live in a high burn area. But I also like to, you know, sit outside in the evening in the wintertime when it's nice.
Yeah.
What else is going on, Ed?
So if there's one thing we know about the NFL is like they care mostly about integrity and then the dollar last.
Yeah, of course.
Well, unfortunately, ads for the NFL are showing up on white nationalist Twitter accounts.
So they probably buy... They buy spots on Twitter and then not assuming that they're not going to. And then the algorithm puts the ads where they match the right people. Yes. And look, white nationalists love ball.
The NFL, there's no way for the NFL to be able to afford quality control.
No, there's no way. Or Twitter.com.
Right.
Or
hello, fellow Xers.
Yes. Yeah. So we played that video of the juice calling it X. And we're like, holy shit. We never heard anybody call it X. You know who calls it X?
No.
Jason Stewart.
Hmm.
Last night.
Oh, no.
Reality Steve mentioned us both in a tweet, and Jay Stu, it's too far down my thing now. And Jay Stu responded, well, that's because when Beckner's on X, he fucking calls Twitter X.
I would recommend people listen to The Dollop, did a two-parter on Elon Musk recently.
And how he's the best.
And it's really good.
Yeah.
But Elon has been trying to make X happen for like 25 years. He like all his business ventures, he was X. Like, come on, X would be really cool. And when he merged with PayPal with Peter Thiel, another fucking ghoul.
Oh yeah, he's pretty bad.
He was fighting that what became PayPal. They're like,
you want to call it X?
Like, make it X. And people are like, that sounds like a porn site. No. Yeah. And they're like, people want PayPal because at least it sounds like something you would.
Yeah.
pay money to, and he was fighting for X then. So like, this is his thing.
He's such a nerd. I never update my apps. And I recently, I don't know what came over me, but I saw it's like I had 48 apps that needed to be updating, and I'm like, fuck it. And I updated all of them, and Twitter turned into an X on my phone now.
That's unfortunate. I still have the bird.
Oh yeah, I leave it as that because I can never find it. It's not, it's just a, it's a black, and also the logo sucks. It looks like they commissioned like some low rent like Korean outfit to make their, to do their graphic design. It really sucks. And
yeah,
Jason Stewart calls it by its proper name, X.
Of course he does.
Yeah,
I want to bring up something I forgot to mention at the start. You know, I was a little harsh on the state of Ohio just a few minutes ago, the Cincinnati Reds, good fans. Yeah. And
America's team.
I believe one of the legends of their franchise is retiring.
Joey Votto. Yeah, he's an MVP. He was one of the great hitters of the 2000s.
Yeah, and the fucking ump threw him out of the game for yelling from the dugout. And it's just a reminder that umpires need to, or just officials of any kind, stop making yourself be part of, like, come on. Joey Votto, it's his final game.
Yeah.
You're going to toss him from like yelling from the dugout. Like he's a baseball player and he gets a wider berth than every other player on the field that day.
He does. One of the things that makes Joey Votto, I mean, it's hard to say because he is, he was so good, but he played in Cincinnati. But now that guys like Scott Rolen are in the Hall of Fame, that Joey Votto, who was an MVP, is definitely going to the Hall of Fame. He's that good. But the thing about a guy like Joey Votto, his career on base percentage is over 400. It's more than 400. The fucking guy made himself an MVP and got himself to the Hall of Fame because he knows the strike zone better than anybody else. So if he didn't fucking swing at it, it wasn't a strike. That's how you know. Hey, that one was close. Was it a strike? Did Joey Votto swing at it? No. Then it wasn't a strike. Because if it were over the plate at all, and he had two strikes on him, he would have swung at it because he's Joey fucking Votto.
Yes, but even if Joey Votto was 100% in the wrong.
I agree.
This is Legends final fucking game and an ump's gonna toss him. Fuck off, umps. We should be automating 99% of what you do.
Fuck off. Yeah. It's an affront. Not as much of an affront as those black like take softball too serious looking uniforms that the Reds were wearing on Fridays this year. that's more of an affront to Joey Votto's career. But this was still a pretty big affront. The guy is a fucking great player. He's going to the Hall of Fame. He's fucking super funny, too, by the way. He's just a good dude.
He seems like a very engaging dude.
Canadian, played his whole career in one city. You don't fucking ring up Joey Votto looking. The fuck out of here. Fuck this guy.
Fuck out of here, Holmes.
Yeah.
Someone tried to bring a support alligator into Philly Stadium.
And?
I believe it's Citizens Park and was turned down. Emotional support. Look,
we need this. We need more people to do this because we've had. Didn't somebody try to bring a peacock on a Southwest flight?
Yes.
Yeah.
But
I
would say, well, here's one issue I have.
Yeah.
They named the gator Wally, which was one of the worst Hanna-Barbera characters. Wally Gator was like very poor man's
Yogi Bear. He was like poor man's Yogi Bear. He was swamp Yogi. You know, Yogi kicked it in the mountains.
I'll fuck with Snagglepuss.
Yeah.
The very gay mountain lion or whatever he was. Yeah. He was kind of fun.
Yeah.
But Wally Gator was just like, he had that schluh. He was like, oh,
yeah,
I'm Yogi.
And didn't he also wear the collar and tie? And what was like?
Yeah. Like a Chippendales dancer.
What are we doing there? Just a collar? How do you even just get only a collar on? It just got the single button and then you tie a tie around the. Like, yep, give him the fucking whole shirt. Yes, what is going on there?
Yeah, they didn't even Donald Duck him. They just gave him a collar.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Aussie jiu-jitsu star choked Alex Jones unconscious during podcast.
So I saw this, and it seemed like he...
Well, he was like, he was asking for some demonstration, but like, careful what you wish for, Slappy.
Yeah, this is, it's still not as good as the time as John Stossel. John Stossel was
a pro wrestler. You got slapped?
Yeah, Dr. Death, I think it was. And he's like, and this is before John Stossel turned into a real asshole. He was just like a budding, like, smarmy
dick.
He was
trying to make a name for himself.
He was, and he did, because that put him on the map. Because this Dr. Death just fucking smacked him upside the head.
I need to watch that right now. John Stossel.
Yes. Hold on, John.
Slap.
Yes. Hold on. I'll find it and I'll play it here.
Because he called wrestling fake, and then the guy just tuned him up.
Yeah, John. It's actually the first thing you find when you look up John Stossel. It says John Stossel wrestler. Okay. David Schultz. Oh no, it's Jesse Ventura telling a story about it. Nobody wants to see that.
I just want the slap. Like, isn't it the best when you look for something and then you see like a 19-second clip?
Yeah, it's so rarely. Oh, here it is. It so rarely comes up. Although this says it's on Facebook, that could be an issue here. Oh yeah, here we go.
So, I I think it was Behind the Bastards podcast about Vince McMahon.
Yeah,
and Vince McMahon keyed up the wrestlers there that night.
Yeah, he did.
I believe he had him, and he was like, "This guy's calling out your manhood," and then he goes out and just slaps him, and it's like, "Buddy, don't let Vince McMahon slap him."
And then
you don't have that kind of money.
And then he fired Dr. Death. Dr. Death thought he was doing his job.
He was trying to. He was trying to like make a name for the boss. The boss is a horrible man. He's going to let you take the fall.
Yeah, he was trying to. He was trying to hold it down for the company. And here's Dr. Death. And look, he's got a peroxide bleached perm and an earring. So you knew he was really going for it. He was going to stay in character. And watch what you wish for, John Stossel.
Dozens of times.
What? Is this a good business?
Yeah, it's a good business. I wouldn't be in it if it wasn't.
Why is it a good business?
Because only the tough survive. That's the reason you ain't in it. Punk holding the camera, reading he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it. Because it's a tough business.
That's terrific.
What, is that all you got?
Well, I asked you the standard question. You know?
Standard question.
I think this is fake.
You think it's fake? That's open hand slap, huh?
He went down like a second.
I think it's the second one. Because it gets kind of sad. At first, it's funny. He whacks him with an open hand right. Then he gets him with the open hand left. And then John Stossel just falls to the ground and starts to run away.
I'd heard that this happened to you, and not until I saw it did I realize the impact of this. Oh. I hope nobody thinks that this was part of your story. You really were beaten by this man.
Yes.
I know that it's been difficult for you emotionally just to watch it.
Yeah.
How is it physically? What did he do after he?
It just makes me mad. I mean, he hit me right on each ear. Doctor now says I have ear damage, probably permanent.
Shut up, you puss. You puss. Stop it, John Stossel. The good old days, Ed, when pro wrestlers could slap a reporter. Fantastic.
Is this? Yeah, finally.
Yeah.
Back to umpires.
Yep.
The worst of all.
Yep.
So umpire Angel Hernandez called Bryce Harper's check, and it was like a quarter check swing. He called it a strike.
He barely moved his hands. Not only did he not break the bat, like
the barrel didn't even approach the plate. It's not like it got halfway. It did not approach the plate.
He started at it. You know, he kind of like, oh, is that going to be a strike? He kind of like jerked a little bit, but he did not swing the bat in any sense of the word.
And in the video, so Bryce Harper goes nuts, and it was. I don't blame the home plate guy for checking because you're looking for the strike zone and not so much about his. You saw him kind of pivot, so you check third base, and of course Angel Hernandez is at third base, and Bryce Harper goes right down the third base line, is pissed off.
Yep.
Hernandez throws him out, and the video shows him saying, "Well, when you watch the video, you'll see," which of course he didn't.
Yeah. And so Bryce Harper said, "I don't need to watch the video."
Yeah. Bryce Harper went ballistic.
Yeah.
And got tossed and threw his helmet into the crowd. And the 10-year-old boy who caught Bryce Harper's helmet roasted Angel Hernandez after the ejection.
Oh, it's amazing.
Tara.
Gave it to the right person.
Yeah, so I am here with probably the luckiest kid in the United States of America tonight, who's also maybe the least mad person in all.
It should be noted, and I don't know if this kid ran and bought a jersey or he happened to be wearing, but they were wearing their beautiful light blue.
Baby blues.
Yeah, Thursday night home gear, whenever they wear it. And so when they wear that gear, they wear like the burgundy helmet.
Yeah.
And the kid has that color jersey on, and now he's wearing the matched helmet. It looks amazing. It looks incredible.
It is a great look.
With the 80s P on it, the more like modern P.
Stadium at Angel Hernandez at the moment. This is Hayden Dorfman, who ended up with Bryce's helmet here. So take me through. You had strategy to getting this helmet. Take me through the moment.
So I saw him throw it, and I knew I wouldn't get, so I kind of just stood still.
Because the dads went for it, right? Yeah. You told me that.
There was like three or four dads just diving in.
For a kid,
it's always the dads, guys.
And it was pure chaos. I did not want to go in there. But then I kind of just stood on the outside in case like it fumbled out. But the dads thought I was going for it, so I started yelling, "Give it to the kid," and that worked.
The sympathy worked.
Yeah. Yes,
right. That's what the face of a 10-year-old would do. So in hindsight, I guess it's bittersweet because Bryce got kicked out, but a very cool moment for you, I'd imagine. You just said a minute ago, when is my leg going to stop shaking? When do you think that leg's going to stop shaking, Hayden?
I don't know. Probably never.
You're coming next week to one of the wild card games, right? Are you going to bring the helmet, you think?
Probably not.
Probably not. And I was told, I asked if he was going to wear it to school tomorrow, and Hayden's dad, Aaron, told me, I don't think so. So you're going to bring in some pictures. You think your friends going to be jealous?
Very much so.
Who's your favorite umpire now? Is it Angel Hernandez who kicked Bryce out?
No.
Guys, he's sticking to his guns. Back to you guys.
Look, Tara. I know this is a union gig, but how does Angel Hernandez still have a job?
Didn't he call out racism because they weren't giving him a gig? It's like, he's just known for being the worst.
Yeah, he sued. He had his court case thrown out, but he was suing Major League Baseball because he said they wouldn't let him work the World Series because he's Cuban.
Right.
Right.
Because that's the only reason why people don't like him.
Right. I mean, at this point, he's doing it on purpose. It's a troll move. He's like, I know I'm going to get a lot of attention for this, so I'll just ring Bryce Harper up. I love Bryce Harper signed the helmet, and he wrote Philly exclamation point, signed it Bryce Harper 3. Ooh.
Oh, dude.
I think that might be a Bible verse.
316?
It's 137. Yeah, I don't know. It's like, it's just a scribble, and then it says.
That's like when I got.
137.
I had some Orioles sign at spring training. I think Scott McGregor signed John 3:16, and then like Scott McGregor in the corner. And I was like, I didn't ask for you to write John 3:16 over the card.
Yeah, no, it's kind of ruined. Yeah, Ed, Luke 1:37, for with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Oh, I thought it was going to be. On called third strikes, make sure you threaten the third base umpire.
I don't think that might be the new version. I believe Bryce Harper is he's LDS.
Is he a virgin?
No, definitely not. I believe he's a disciple of the prophet Joseph Smith.
So he was into David and Goliath on Saturday.
Well, months. Yeah, it's a little after. He's pretty young for that. But maybe.
I imagine they still kick that out at like 6 a.m.
They might. Hold on. Bryce Harper, Mormon.
Harper's the biggest Mormon, I believe.
Yeah, Harper is a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He didn't do it. Yeah, though serving the mission is strongly encouraged.
On the eye black.
Yeah. Yep. Well, good for him. And good for that kid. And fuck Angel Hernandez. Yeah. Okay. Let's do some voicemail.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His goals are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His faults are useless. Shit.
First voicemail. I just had a conversation. I was having a conversation last night with Brad in Florida while during the game about Taylor Swift and how we neither of us can stand her, but we do very much enjoy this parody version of her song, Shake It Up.
Absolutely.
Here's a voicemail.
Baller, hey, it's Ben Anno6, long time. What a voice. Catching up here on, well, it dropped today, so I guess I really not catching up. I'm one of the first listeners.
Of course.
So early here on the East Coast. But anyway, hearing this conversation about tipping, and it got me thinking about two things with this. Is the epidemic of the fucking Roundup donation.
Oh, yeah.
That's even worse than the tipping
scam.
Everywhere. These multi-billion-dollar corporations asking me to round up so they can make a donation on my behalf. Go fuck yourself.
Totally.
And then the other thing to be worried about, I mean, look at the tipping. I forgot where I was recently. But at the counter, when they flip it around, it didn't go up in percentage points. So it didn't go from, like, 10, 15, 20. It was random. So, like, I looked down, I was just going to press the middle one, and it was 25%. So watch out. Yeah. These motherfuckers are shady with their tipping, too. So always look for the other and put your number in. Way to save yourself some trouble.
Yeah.
All right, keep it balling.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I was saying that last night. When they flip it around, it's like the middle option is 22 or 25 or something. Like, come on. That should be an other option. If I feel it's exceptional, then I pick other to get to that level.
Yeah, yeah.
It should not be a default setting for 25%. That's too much.
Totally, totally. Because, look, and you're in a hurry a lot of the time, right? So you're like, I just want to hit a button, make my fake signature and go. But I've realized, and this is what we're talking about here, is I'll take a second and I'll hit the other and just put in a dollar amount every time. Because I want to offer a gratuity, but if I'm picking up
too much.
Yeah. If I'm picking up $120 worth of takeout, and I'm picking it up. I didn't sit down. I wasn't poured a glass of still water.
Right.
I'm not tipping 25% on $120. I'm tipping, I'll give you $10 or whatever it is for me picking it up, for you bagging it up and making sure all my ranch is in there for my chicken tenders. Here's another one.
Hey, Brian, Ed, what's up?
Oh, David Bray.
Hey, I want to weigh in on these adult twins that are taking showers together. I think I'm the only person that doesn't have a problem. I don't see they're adults, but I'm 6'6" and sometimes it's hard for me, those long, scrub brushes, whatever.
Right.
So if they're straight guys and they know it and, maybe they can get their lord back.
God, David.
Maybe the butt, but that's it. Like
the butt.
If they're straight and they know it, as long as they don't. They probably look alike everywhere,
of course,
right?
They do. I mean, like Tyler and Taylor Rogers.
So I don't see the problem with them showering with one another. As long as they're not touching each other's poles. But also,
This is?
He's trolling us. He's being disgusting.
Yeah. But on top of that, you know what it is?
Yeah,
he's a big man. He's the alpha in every naked situation.
Yeah, he doesn't got to worry about it. He's got the biggest dick. Like, he's literally
never,
big.
He's
dicks
never it. Once. He's never once considered like.
Yeah.
He has biggest dick energy.
Yeah, he does.
Biggest. So like he's like, whatever, shower. Yeah. It doesn't matter. I'm the alpha in every shower I'm in.
Yeah, I'm 6'6".
you could put 70 people in the shower with me and I'm the alpha.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is a flex. Yeah, this is a flex.
I respect it.
I'm waiting for Drew in Houston to say, hey guys, what's up? I was driving to Whole Foods the other day. I jumped in my Ferrari real quick. That'll be coming soon. And also Travis Kelce, and I can't take this fucking shit anymore.
No one can.
Everywhere.
No one can.
I looked at the list of, because I was with my girlfriend. She's dated like 20 guys. Well, why is it she, none of them have stuck? Because she's not good looking. Well, she's just bony and tall.
Yeah.
And she's annoying
as she's
fuck.
Rich,
I give it a month tops. A month tops, guys. And also, guys, do a deep dive. Like, I know you can't do a movie review or do a TV show on The Wire, but make fun of, like, Weebay or something.
Oh, those are
the
Weebay
characters. I don't know.
Weebay is my favorite character. Weebay and Slim Charles.
I'd be up for a little Wire revisit or something. Yeah. But, like, yeah, we during the pandemic, we did so many movies, but I think we're about
time. Well, we got one. We got a Thanksgiving movie coming up, which will coincide. It'll
be
around like 500 or 501. So that's coming up. And look, I mean, I feel like we talk about The Wire a lot. I mean,
I think we also did I describe a movie to you that we haven't aired.
Well, I'm holding on to that till we need the content. Yeah,
We might need it. It's an evergreen thing.
Yeah. Well, it's also. I don't think that's correct.
Watch a movie that we haven't discussed.
Okay. Well, I don't think that's correct, Ed, because I did air two Ed Explains the Movies with you. You and I did too, but then I had a special guest call in and do a third Ed Explains a Movie, and I haven't run that one yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then I watched another movie. I think
Plane?
That we haven't discussed. No, I watched Gone with the Wind.
Oh no, you can't even get it anymore. Did you have to go in the dark web? Was it on Tubi?
It was on Max.
Stop it.
And they start just. We're gonna have to do that sometime because it was pre my trip, and so I watched a few, and I was like, all right, we can discuss, and we never got to that one.
Yeah,
but it's worth discussing.
Oh,
and I took notes.
Yeah.
But like, it's crazy.
Okay, we'll do it live. We'll do that one live.
But Max, they discussed, like, they give you like a 10-minute, hey, the movie you're about to see depicts some things, and you're like, whoa. And
they
try to explain
they warm
it away.
You up.
They warm you up because it's, and like, the opening title sequence is like, oh, gone are the good old days, back when slavery it's weird. It's so over the top bad.
That's crazy. Well, and you know what else has been buried is Song of the South. Song of the South is not available. Yeah, it's not available anymore with good reason. I mean, although like it shouldn't.
Zippity Doo Dah was a pretty good song.
It's a banger. It is kind of like you don't want that stuff to be buried because we got to remember how things were. So I kind of respect the fact that Gone with the Wind is available because I mean,
yeah,
Revenge of the Nerds isn't, you know, you can't get Revenge of the Nerds anymore or, you know,
I would say that was almost as problematic as Gone with the Wind.
Yes. Yes.
Totally. Just straight up rape going on there. Yes,
absolutely.
I'll try to figure it out for you.
Oh, thanks.
But we got to talk about The Wire.
I love The Wire.
The greatest TV show of all time. We have to. We got to figure out something.
Despite McNulty's accent.
I'll work on it. And, Brian, lastly, I forgot one thing. I love that your cat has a human name. Like, I'm going to start naming my next dog, like, Michael or Peter or, hey, Rodney, get over here. Steve, what are you doing?
Yeah.
That was fucking fantastic. I love those people that have pets. That have human names. All right, guys, I'm working on those gummy bears. They just don't sell them in bulk. Take care. I love you both. See ya.
So, I can't. I mean, that's stolen valor because it's not my cat, and two, I didn't name it. It's a cat I live with, and his name is Kevin. Here's another one.
Hey, Ed. Hey, Brian. This is Mateo calling
in, checking in from Ohio.
Mateo
has had this issue before with his Bluetooth where his Bluetooth is pivoting between two different devices, and I believe that's what's happening now. So he's in stereo, and then he's in mono.
Rash injuries are a pain. But hey, just listening to this week's podcast, and the Hulk golfer, the realtor from Ohio,
yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind he is a fan of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Worst fan base in the country, and anyone who had pulled the kind of shit that dude did has to root for the Buckeyes. I'm sure he walks into every B-dubs in the state of Ohio, and the first words out of his mouth are, O-H.
No.
You can't step 10 feet around this state during the fall without hearing some numbskull start yelling, O-H.
No, stop.
He does give off Buckeye energy, for sure.
He for sure does. Absolutely. This is... Mateo's right on.
And after that shit that went down in South Bend last Saturday night where we handed them that goddamn game, it's tough to live around here. But anyway, yeah, Hulk golfer, definitely a Buckeye fan.
100%.
You guys take care. Keep rocking. All out.
Right. Thanks, Mateo.
Yeah, Notre Dame, you might want to put 11 guys on the field for the final play.
Pretty bad.
It's kind of important.
Pretty bad. Okay, a couple of voicemails. Brian. My vote for most annoying celebrity is James Corden. I can't stand him. Honorable mention goes to Jimmy Kimmel. The guy used to host The Man Show. Now he just lectures people about politics. I left a 20 spot in my hotel room this morning before I left. Good stuff on the tipping. It's gotten out of control, but hotel folks always deserve a little extra. That's from Matthew Richards. Oh, he continues. I'll join you in Dry October and the fitness challenge. Send me the details, please. So I'm not sure. I mean, we're kicking around the idea of 75 hard after the first of the year or around the first of the year. I don't know. It's just, I don't know if there's enough time in the day. You guys can Google 75 hard.
I respect anyone who does this, but yeah. I'm just telling you, I have zero interest.
I get it. Here's another one. Ed, I've felt pain. During COVID, I bought a nice road bike with one of those stimulus checks. Thanks, Donald. I was used to riding a 60-pound mountain bike, and this road bike weighs 19 pounds. Oof. I cut my average mile from 3 minutes and 35 seconds to 3 minutes and 15 seconds.
That's a fast mile.
That is. That was a humble brag. Anyway, I wasn't used to having no tread on my tires, and there was a detour. I ran through the grass and got my back tire wet, got back on the road, and went over the bridge that has over a bridge that has a steel grate on it. My back tire slipped, and I ate the pavement with my face.
Oof.
Fractured my cheekbone and broke my wrist. Ask Brian how these pictures look. Well, I've included them.
I'm looking.
Yeah.
Oof.
Bro. He's missing a piece of his face.
Yeah, he looks, you know, like Two-Face when they reveal it in that Batman movie where Aaron Eckhart kind of looks
beautiful.
Like that. Like his cheek.
Yeah.
It's just missing parts.
Yeah, he's ripped off part of his face. Like it's been grated
not
off.
Not doing anything to dissuade the world's hardest listener.
No, he looks
fucking hard as shit.
He looks hard as fuck. Wayne in Nashville, dude, you're a bad motherfucker. okay.
Yeah. Like I'm still, my leg still looks like shit and it's 2+ weeks later.
Is it all itchy? Like,
yes. Yeah. Itchy as hell. Yeah. Like scratching. It's bad, but it wasn't my face. Jesus.
That's gnarly right on the face. I mean, and again, that could have been a death sentence. You know, you're leading with your head like that.
It is crazy though. Yeah, like what Wayne's talking about. It's like when you're going, he's going fast. When you're going fast, all of a sudden you just find yourself falling. You're like, what, how did this happen?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why am I on the ground right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Email
time.
Carlos Leon watch entry. $400 MSRP is the same as the $19.99 MSRP for the truck stop home theater speakers. George Clooney has a weird neck tick and talks looking out of the top of his eyes. Fuck that guy. Hate him. Count me in.
I know what he's talking about. That weird neck tick.
Yeah, he does do that. Yeah. Count me in to dry out for 75 or whatever, because I may never drink again after last weekend. Already doing 45 workout outdoors, 45 indoors is a challenge, as is reading books. Okay, Drew. That's from our friend Drew in Houston.
Impressive.
Okay, let's talk some not sports.
Well, it's time for Not Sports. Not Sports segment. On the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Not Sports. Not Sports. Not Sports. Not Sports. Not Sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Not Sports. Not Sports. Not Sports segment. Oh.
Ed, what is going on in the world of things that are not sports?
Now, sadly,
yes,
there are no pictures.
Yeah.
But woman suing Disney World for $50,000 over injurious wedgie on Typhoon Lagoon water slide.
So I saw this and I sent you the story. And then I read something afterward where she was injured so badly that it herniated her intestines through her abdomen.
This is a back and front wedgie for her.
Yeah.
Yes, I feel like this is the full wedgie.
I think she deserves more than $50,000. And look, what's with the water parks? Like, water parks are killing people. They're giving people that parasite that crawls up your dick and goes into your brain.
Right.
Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
With Easy Ed Daily and a man Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.